Hello and welcome to the UNE Merit podcast. I'm Howard Hudson and today we're joined by Mark Beaver, Professor of Political Science at the University of California, Berkeley, and from January 2013, Affiliated Professor at UNE Merit and its School of Governance. We have a brief chat about his new book, A Very Short Introduction to Governance. We ask him to explain what exactly is governance, how it's changed over the last two decades, and what we might expect from this field in the coming years.
So what is governance? There are various ways we might think about this. One is to look at the contrast between the concept of governance and the concept of government. Typically, governance is a broader concept than government, so it refers to processes more than institutions, and it can refer to patterns of ruling, coordination and organisation that arise independently of the state, or at least at arm's length of the state. And it's far less focused on hierarchical structures that have typically classified the state and more focused on linkages within society or between public bodies and private bodies, public bodies and voluntary bodies. So one thing that governance is a broader concept of ruling than we find in government. It draws our attention to the way in which organisations and civil society can rule more or less independently of the state, hence why you can talk about corporate governance or clinical governance as well as public governance. The other way in which we might think about what governance is to try and think of governance as the product of changes in the state. So then we would be asking, what is the new governance like? What does governance look like today? And I think there are really four key features of the new governance, how many states act today. The first is states, or the governance, is typically more hybrid than traditional government. So whereas traditionally government was very much about bureaucratic hierarchical organisations, governance sees the state or government acting also through market relations, contract relations, networks and partnerships. Secondly, governance is more multi-jurisdictional. So you find more overlaps between bodies working in different jurisdictions within the new governance. They form partnerships together and they try to solve problems by working alongside one another. Thirdly, governance relies on a greater plurality of stakeholders. So there's more involvement of voluntary sector actors and of private sector actors alongside public sector actors in decision-making processes, in service delivery, in policy implementation. And finally, bringing those three together, governance is very much about networks. So you find a growth of all kinds of organisations working together and alongside one another within networks.
So how has governance changed in the last couple of decades then?
The new governance, as I've just described it, has a wide variety of patterns so that it's very hard to pin down a definite trajectory that all states have followed. But I think we might loosely see a trajectory that moves away from hierarchies and bureaucratic organisations towards a greater use of markets and networks. So analytically, it's even helpful to see this as happening in two waves of reform. The first wave of reform, which is associated with neoliberalism, typically emphasised the introduction of contracting out, whereby the public sector would get private sector organisations to deliver services or even things like cleaning offices, privatisation, so the act of selling off of public activities, public goods, and also the introduction of new management techniques from the private sector. And that would be a turn towards market mechanisms. And then the second wave of reforms was away from both hierarchical bureaucracies, but also to some extent away from these markets and towards networks. So I think there was a worry that the spread of the markets within governance had eroded the ability of the centre to control, and that it made coordination between the different bodies involved in delivering public services increasingly difficult. And as a result, there was turned to partnerships, joined up governance, whole of government agendas, which sought to formally bring a range of organisations together to collaborate with one another. And you see that to some extent in the corporate sector, definitely within the public sector, but also in the global realm, where in global governance you get, again, a move away from neoliberalism and instead towards emphasis on whole of government agendas for dealing with fragile states or things like the security situation in Afghanistan or the problems after the earthquake in Haiti.
Okay, so what should governance become in the next 10, 20 years? What can we expect, perhaps?
I think I'm happier with what should governance be than what might we expect it to be. It seems to me that the drive away from bureaucracy towards markets and then networks has to some extent been driven by formal theories coming out of the social sciences. So it's neoclassical economics that tells policymakers that markets will deliver these gains in efficiency. And likewise, it's forms of institutionalism that have told actors that networks will deliver greater synergies, greater efficiencies, and also greater innovation. And I'm not sure that these formal theories can really deliver on their promise. At best, they're guides to activity. And I think that one of the reasons we've seen so many successive waves of reforms trying to reform the public sector is because these theories have then been, once they're put into practice, they fail. So I'm not sure that we should think that social science can offer us predictions as to what will happen. And that's why I prefer the idea of should. And my answer to the question, what should governance be, again, draws on this slight scepticism about what social science can actually do for us. So I think perhaps it's time that we retreated from the idea that social science can tell us that these tools, these instruments, or these organisations will deliver an efficient and effective governance, and instead turn to attempts to revitalise our democracy, to introduce novel forms of participation at various stages in the policy-making process, to seek to empower disadvantaged groups to enter the policy-making process, to seek to get public sector workers engaged in more dialogue with the targets of their policy. So I would like to see what we might think of as a democratic turn in governance. Whether or not we do see it, I think, is a different question.
Mark, thank you.
For more details and media, please go to www.merit.unu.edu.